All right. Welcome in to the Toilets to Titles podcast, episode number 42. It's officially the first episode of our second off season. So I'm pretty fired up about that. I'm very excited, and we got a great way to start off the off season today. But before we get into that, I want to introduce my co-hosts, the guys that are always with me, who've been working with me and who are rolling into year two with me. And to my right, if you're watching live, is my guy Justin Stevens at JustinFF_Justin. What is happening?
Not a lot. Got up extra early for the show this morning, and we are excited about today's show with some awesome guests. It's always fun to draft. I will be behind the scenes, but I'll be here if you need me.
Excellent. Then below me, if you're watching on YouTube live, is my guy Nate the Dirt Man at Nate_Dirt19. Nate, what's cooking?
Not a whole lot. It's a nice Saturday morning. It's not snowing right now, so it's nice out, you know? Well, it's really not nice out, but at least it's not snowing, so we're having fun. I'm excited for today. I've been doing a bunch of rookie mocks with people. I don't know how many I've done in the last month, but a lot, and I'm looking forward to doing one of these, so it'll be a little more fun today.
Who do you have the most, like, who would you say is a player in all the rookie mocks you've done you have the most of, just so we can all kind of get an idea?
Jamar Jefferson. A lot. Like Javonta Williams, I think quite a few shares of him. There was somebody else I drafted like three or four times too. It seemed like in like the third round he was always there, but I'd have to look back and see. I can't remember now. I should know that, but I don't.
Well, I mean, two. You gave me two. I asked you for one. You gave me two, so you did good enough. But
I see the guys in the green room down there taking notes right now, so they're probably going to try to snipe you.
Man, we got a green room. How about that? And you have a real green room, Justin, because you got an animal poking its head out from behind you from the bushes over your head there.
Yep, Barney the Buck.
Marty the Buck. That's excellent. All right, everybody, you can follow the show on Twitter at Toilets2Titles. And myself, I am at Coach Sheps. And you can listen to us these ways. We got Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube. We're on Podbean. We're on Facebook. We're on Spotify. On Facebook, we have a Toilets to Titles page. I also have a page called When a Family Breaks. It's a sports card, sports memorabilia page. We stream from there as well. We're tying it all together. Regardless of where you're listening to us, if you could take the time to go check out our YouTube feed, subscribe to the show, hit the like button, and on any episode that you're listening to. And once you subscribe, hit that little bell so you're alerted when we go live, if you want to be, you know, that'd be greatly appreciated. And also, if you're listening on Apple, if you could hit a review for us, that would be excellent. I've been saying this in the past few episodes. A few of the guys in here were in the Frankenstein League. I know Jernigan was. We're going to be doing at least one more listener league that's going to mix up with, we do friends of the show and listeners. So we'll probably ask a few of the guys on this episode to join that as well. So probably going to do two more. Okay, they're both, I think, 12-team leagues. So we'll be giving away spots. I think it's a $25 league, but last year we gave away like four spots. So we'll be doing the same thing. One of the easiest ways to get in those leagues is by throwing us incredible Apple review. So that would be greatly appreciated. So now that whole spiel is done, gentlemen, we could start bringing on the guests. So why don't we bring the first guest in the room, which is MJ Hurley. MJ, I see that Packers, man. I'm surrounded by Packers fans today. I think we got three Packers fans on the show. MJ is at MJHurley47 on the Twitter. He's host of the Third Down Thursday podcast and writer for Primetime Sports Talk, which is at Talk Primetime. MJ, what's cooking, man?
Thank you for having me, boys. I'm very excited. It is 7 in the morning, and it's like negative 10 degrees outside. Excuse me. So it's never a better day to do a fantasy football mock.
Hell yeah, man. Football is in the air, and it's the first week of the offseason, and football is still in the air. I don't think it ever leaves the air. It belongs in there. But, man, last year you did a mock with the show as well. I think it was in, like, last July. So this is your second. So you're a seasoned veteran with us. So we are definitely great to have you. We have our analysis of how you pick. So we've been studying that to make sure that we can adapt to your strategies and bring on. I'm cutting out a little bit. Sorry, my internet's spotty. But next, we're going to also bring on Steve Sestry from the Sideline Squib podcast. Let's bring him in here.
What's going on, guys?
Steve. He's the host of the Sideline Squib podcast. He's got the DFS podcast at DFS_docket and owner of SidelineSquib.com. Steve, what's cooking?
Not much. I'm excited. It's the backroom chat, the DMs and the Twitter feed. We've all been going on it. We're super excited. Like MJ just talked about, it's mock draft season, and this one's going to start off the right foot, I think.
Man, we have a few guys from the middle of the country, and we have a few guys from the Northeast. And then there's Justin, who's down there in Indy. So we're covering all over the United States. So I know Steve is up in the Northeast with me. So we are happy to have you. Next, let's bring in another Packers fan, Kyle Bellefuel. Kyle Bellefuel at KBell54 on the Twitter, contributor for IDP Guys, and he's a mac and cheese enthusiast. Kyle, you were on the episode a few weeks ago. We are glad to have you back. You ready to roll, my guy?
Yeah, definitely, man. Happy to be back and looking forward to doing a little mock draft. MJ said and Nate said, it's really cold here too, and there's not much to do, so might as well draft, right?
You didn't think I would forget about the mac and cheese, right?
No, there was no doubt in my mind, man. I appreciate a good mac and cheese, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put that in my bio too.
Smart. When I saw that in the show notes, I saw mac and cheese enthusiast. I knew there was. I didn't put it there. So it was either you went in there or Justin did it. So it was 50-50. But now I realize that Justin put it in there.
Yep.
Placed by me called Mix and Mac. They bake mac and cheese. They like put it in trays and they put all sorts of stuff in there and then throw it. You remember Quiznos? How Quiznos has that like conveyor belt that heats up the sub as it goes through. They do that with the mac and cheese, and it goes through, and it gets a hard, cheesy crust on top. It's pretty slim.
I'm probably going to go start the car and get it warmed up for when we're done here. I'm going to head over.
I'll see you in 2 hours.
About 12 hours, I'll see
you. I'll put the order in at 7. It'll be ready.
Perfect.
All right. And last but not least, let's bring in Mike Jernigan.
Hey, Mike Jernigan, guys, how's it going?
At Mike Jernigan 79 on Twitter. He was my former co-host, Dynasty Warzone. He helped me get started in this business. He's a Dynasty fantasy football enthusiast, and he's also been on the show before doing mocks with us. So we have a little bit of a strategy mocking with him. Jernigan, what's cooking?
You know, I was going to bring this up anyway, but you kind of touched on it already. Not only was I in the Frankenstein League, but I won that sucker. So that should have been in the introduction title right here.
Man, I slipped, man. I slipped. Hopefully year two, I'll get better. But that is incredible. We're talking about next year's Listener League, and we have right here on the show the winner of the first round. You know what happened, man? That league is so crazy. So we did it like we mixed all sorts of settings. Like you can – it's like a vampire-style league, but you're trying to build a monster so you can only pull X amount of players. Like you can't just pick – the same position every week. You're basically trying to create a monster, you know? And I think it was just a storm of insanity. So like once I got eliminated, it just was hard to keep track of all that. But you're right, man. You deserve a little more praise for winning. How did it feel to win the Frankenstein League? What was your strategy?
Inaugural.
And how did
the
you
inaugural? That's right. So you know, I think there's actually there's a lot of luck to any fantasy league, I think, but in this league especially, because if you don't start off winning and you start losing your best players right away, you're in trouble from the get-go. So I got pretty lucky where I don't think I lost until week 9 or something like that. In fact, I think, John, you might have been my first loss of the season, if I'm not mistaken. I came back and got you in the playoffs when it counted, but but no, that was a fun league. Lots of high scoring and trading players around, and yeah, it's a good time.
Next year's we have at least one. So that was the Frankenstein League. We're going to do it again. Next year we got Phantom of the Porta Potty. That's going to be the second one, and we got to think about a third one. I think we might have tossed around some names, but we're going to get that thing rolling. All right, gentlemen, now that everybody is here, I do want to briefly touch on yesterday before we get into the mock. Trevor Lawrence had his pro day. He's not going to be performing at the Clemson pro day. He's getting surgery on his non-throwing shoulder. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
I think it's good timing, to be honest with you. I think if you can knock it out and be ready for preseason, I think that's a great strategy. Have your pro day early and just get it done. I saw an interview with him earlier that said, you know, he didn't want to go through his rookie season. You've got enough challenges without having to worry about if you were going to be feeling uncomfortable every time you got hit. So I think it was smart. I think it was admirable that he had a pro day to begin with because he didn't need to do that. He was already seemingly locked up as the 1-1. And I liked everything I saw from him. So no big surprises, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I was just a little shocked about his size, you know. But I think he'll get in the weight room, I'm sure, when he gets to a NFL program. And probably it won't be year one, but between year one and year two, when we see him walk into the Jaguars training camp, I think he's going to look a little bit different. I think you should expect him to put about 10 to 15 pounds on, and hopefully puts it on his lower half because those legs were looking slim. All right, we got a sleeper pulled up. All right, we got everybody's draft order. Everybody's picking for two teams. Okay, rookies are included in this dynasty mock. It's super flex. It's tight end premium, which is 1.5 PPR for tight ends, 1 PPR for everybody else. I'm going to list off the order before we get started, just so people following at home can understand this. Again, it's 12 team, and we're going to each be picking up for two teams. So the two teams can have different strategies. They're two different entities. All right. And we also have Justin's in the background pulling the strings. So you're not going to see him on the video, but he's going to be in the background pulling the strings because it's hard to organize stuff like this. So he's going to keep it moving for us. Jernigan's picking first because he won Frankenstein. That's his reward. Congratulations. Steve's picking second. Hurley's picking third. I'm picking fourth. Nate fifth. Kyle sixth. I'm back up seventh with my second team. Hurley's up eighth with his second team. Jernigan ninth with his second team. Steve 10th with his second team, Kyle 11th with his second team, and then Nate. All right, so we'll keep it rolling. Again, it's super flex, tight end premium, rookies are included. So, gentlemen, I think it is time to kick this thing off. And Mike Jernigan, you were on the clock with the first pick.
Well, the first pick, I mean, I don't think there needs to be a whole lot of analysis with this, but I'm going Patrick Mahomes, ultra young. You know, he's already on his way to a Hall of Fame career, and he's still basically a baby in this league. You know, 25 years old, that's ridiculous. He could potentially do this for 15 more years. So, yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Excellent, excellent. So there goes Patrick Mahomes. I like that. It's pretty cut and dry here for the first round. Steve, your first team is on the clock.
Yeah, so I like to deploy two different strategies. I like kind of how you had it laid out because I have one on the turn on the front half, and then I kind of get one on the turn on the second half, which is more where I feel comfortable. So with this, the second pick here, obviously it's a super flex. There's different ways you can go, but I'm usually the one to go against the grain. Not that Christian McCaffrey's against the grain here, but I'm confident that his high ankle sprain is going to come back. He's going to be solid. I know he's, 4 years in now? So you're getting to that maybe a downslope of a running back's career or his timetable. But I like his situation. I like what the Carolina Panthers staff is doing. If they get rid of or move on from Teddy Bridgewater, there may be some even more added explanations there. So I like what I'm doing. The amount of points that Christian McCaffrey puts up year in and year out is equivalent to me to a top quarterback at this point. And I feel confident that I can snag a quarterback or two on the turn.
I like it. I'm interested to see how this pans out for you. I think this is, you know, Christian McCaffrey's a dude. He's a top five talent for sure, whether it's super flex or one quarterback. So I'm interested to see how this team looks after making this move because this could, you know, this could influence, you know, some strategies because we're all about to start startups, I'm sure, sometime soon. I'm sure some of the listeners are as well. So MJ Hurley, your first team is on the clock at the third pick.
So I'll be honest, I was taking notes from the last time I did this, and I was not expecting my fellow MJ to take Mahomes. That's what I wanted to do. But I'm going to go Dalvin Cook. I mean, I don't think you need a lot of analysis there. The NFC North is still not going to have the best defenses in the world. He's still going to have six games where he kind of gets to run over some people. So I'm excited for Dalvin Cook, and I think I'll be able to get a good quarterback on the turn there.
I like it. So there's Dalvin. So we got two running backs off the board in the top three in a super flex league. So that's probably going to influence some of the picks as we go down the board. But I am going to go back to quarterback right now, and I have it between two guys right now. And the homer in me is going to go with my guy, and that's Dak Prescott. So the second quarterback off the board for the fourth pick is Dak Prescott. If you look back on last season, while he was healthy, he was absolutely killing it, like MVP numbers. And I think CeeDee Lamb takes a step in his second year. Michael Gallup's still, you know, solid. Amari Cooper's, you know, and hopefully they go offensive line. I'm hoping for Rashawn Slater from, I believe, Northwestern, because they need some help on that side of the ball when it comes to offensive line. So that could help Dak out as well. So fourth pick, Dak Prescott's off the board. Nate, your first team is on the clock. And where are you going, man?
Are you sure that Dak's going to be a Cowboy?
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, like,
if he's not, you know, I'll adjust. But as of today, he's a Cowboy.
I know. I know. I just it's just too much fun. I like Dak, though. So it's okay. Oh, shoot. I think what I'm going to do, I don't know where it's gonna where he's going to end up, but this year was phenomenal. And Deshaun Watson's really good, even with a bunch of scrubs. You know, no offense to the Texans wide receivers or anything, or who knows where he's going. But I love Deshaun Watson, and he's super young and got all the talent in the world. So that's where we're going.
Excellent, excellent. So we got three quarterbacks off the board, two running backs off the board, and we're all about to be done with our first picks of the first half of the first round. So, Kyle, your first team is on the clock.
All right. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. He's really took a big step forward this year, I thought, and the Bills as a team took a big step forward. Having his connection with Stephon Diggs was something to see, and I think he's young. He's going to keep making plays, throwing, running, doing their thing, and I'm gonna go QB here, Josh Allen.
That's who I was going between, Dak and Allen. So
yeah,
as was I.
Yeah, so that's a solid pick. I mean, that top four, I think we're going to see. There's another guy, I think, or another two, but that could slide into the top three quarterbacks, but it'll be very interesting. I guess it's what's your flavor, you know? So now I'm up with my second pick, seventh overall, and I'm going to go with Kyler Murray. All right, I just think he's young, he's exciting, he's electrifying. He's got DeAndre Hopkins. I assume they bring in another wide receiver. I expect him to take another step. So I'm going to go with Kyler Murray, seventh overall. And then Hurley, you are back on the clock for your second team.
So I'm going to go full homer, and I don't really care. I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers with this one. The man was the MVP. I don't see him slowing down, at least in the next couple years. He should last me a good few years. Even if they lose a little bit of O-line, even if they lose Aaron Jones, he's still going to have Davante Adams, and that's still going to be, at least for the next year or so, the most terrifying combo in the league.
They could bring in somebody else. There's a bunch of wide receivers who are available. So I think they'll go bargain. Tyrell Williams, when I saw him cut, I was like, that is right up the Packers' alley. I could see him fitting right into what James Jones used to do. For Rodgers, I could see him filling that role, so that would be interesting. And he ain't too bad, you know. I think he's an upgrade over Valdez Scantling, but I'm sure you guys want somebody a little better than that. But we will see. Now, Jernigan, your second team.
So I'm going to play this more like I would a normal super flex team. I like waiting on quarterbacks.
Sorry, I'm cutting out. Jernigan, team two is on the clock.
I'm going to go Saquon Barkley here. Get my running back who I can rely on. I think that team is going to try to build around him in the offensive line. And, you know, he's still remarkably young, really, at 24. So he's got some time left as a quality running back, and I think it's important to have a solid RB1 on your team, especially in a dynasty format. I'm going to kick quarterback down the road and take Barkley here.
I like it. I think Barkley is going to be he's, you know, the forgotten guy because of the injury, and he's going to make a lot of people happy with where they're going to be able to pick him this season. All right, Steve, your second team is on the clock.
Awesome. Yeah, this is more. More or less where I like drafting if I have the option in any startups or any mocks that I do. For this simple reason, we just saw the 2 years removed Lamar Jackson, number one overall quarterback. Yeah, people turned it around a little bit. They figured him out. If he can cut down on the mass amount of fumbles that he has, maybe secure the ball just a little bit more. I mean, he's still a top 10 quarterback, and I'm going to land him in the, 10th pick of the first round. I like where that starts there, especially for a team that's picking on the second half of the draft.
I like it. I like it. Lamar Jackson, all based upon what happened last 2 years ago. So that's now Kyle, your second team is on the clock, and Aaron Rodgers is gone, so you can't take it.
I know. I'm scrambling now. MJ took my guy. I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara. I know there's a little bit of questions with the quarterback situation there, but, I mean, Sean Payton's going to get him the ball, and he did what he does this year, what he's been doing, caught 80-some passes. He scored, 20 combined touchdowns. Getting that solid RB1 for my team and just go running back early and then see what comes back after the turn here.
All right, and then Nate, you're gonna wrap up the first round with your second team. Where are we going?
I think the more I've been thinking about it, he's probably like my at least third running back that I like going forward. Maybe even higher than that. Nick Chubb's probably one of my. I love him, and that's. I was kind of excited that he's there. I'll wait for a quarterback. I don't care. I want Nick Chubb.
All right, I like it. So now first round went Mahomes, McCaffrey, Cook, Prescott, Watson, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, Alvin Kamara, and Nick Chubb. So that does it for the first round. We are going to start the second round up. Nate, your first team just drafted Nick Chubb. Where are you going next? I'm sorry, your second team.
I think the only reason I'm doing this, the last couple dynasty drafts I've done, I haven't been able to kind of lock up a couple running backs, and it seems to really hurt you going down the stretch. I mean, you have run really good quarterback or whatever and somebody else, but having a couple studs is important. And I thought about going with the obvious Derrick Henry, but I think what I'm going to do is take the my favorite Indianapolis Colt and Jonathan Taylor. You know, obviously how well he came out at the end of the year last year, just amazing. And I think he's got a lot more to grow, and it's just going to get even better. So I like that start for that team. Chubb and Taylor's a pretty good duo.
Yeah, that is. You're going to get a lot of points from your running backs right there. So if you can manage to put together some quarterbacks that are ascending a little later on, I like that as well. Both young, very talented. Okay, now next on the clock, Kyle, your first team won Alvin Kamara. I'm sorry, your second team won Alvin Kamara with the first pick. Where are we going now?
I'm gonna make a homer pick here, since MJ took Rodgers on me. I'm gonna take Davante Adams. He was just fantastic this year. Rodgers is gonna keep doing his thing. He's gonna find Adams, and they're just gonna keep chugging along. So I expect another big year out of both of them, and I think Adams is gonna continue to be a monster, catching touchdowns and passes all over. So homer pick, and. Wide receiver one.
Excellent. Your wide receiver one put up monster numbers this year, like carried teams in fantasy football this year. So, man, it's interesting how, you know, he's kind of stayed where he stayed, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, he climbed and then fell a little bit, and now he's back up. So it's like that Packers offense is they're on the rise. They're on the rise for sure again. And now with his second pick for his second team is Jernigan wants Saquon Barkley in the first round.
You know, I'm going to stick with my normal strategy.
I'm sorry. I'm wrong. It's actually Steve. Steve wants Lamar Jackson with his second. That's me. Steve, Lamar Jackson in the first round with your second team. Who are you taking now?
Yeah, and this, again, I like being in this spot because in my personal rankings, all it takes is one or two people to maybe jump somebody that I have, and you're looking at another top running back. I mean, I'm sitting Lamar Jackson that fell to the 10, and I'm going to sit here and take, you know, the older running back in Derrick Henry, but you're coming off 17, 16 touchdown back-to-back years. You're looking at PPR 3, PPR 5. It's a good way to start for a team that's drafting at the second half. So I will go Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and wait and see what I can do with my receiver room as it 20 picks away.
That's Team Ceiling. Your team name right now is Team Ceiling.
Come on.
You guys. That ceiling is extremely high. Jernigan, you took Saquon Barkley with your second team in the first round. Where are we going?
Okay, so I started to say I'm going to stick with the strategy that I like doing in Superflex, and that's waiting on quarterbacks because I just think you can get value in other places. I'm going to go with George Kittle here. And the reason for that is because this cat missed 9 games due to injury last year. He was still tight end 18. I was listening to a show the other day, the Fantasy Football Smackdown, with a buddy of mine, Kyle August. And he was breaking this down. He talked about Kelsey had 365 points. Waller had 300. After that, there was a 100-point drop-off to tight end 3 last year. And that was TJ Hockenson at 201. If you go beyond that, tight ends 3 through 18 are only separated by 62 points. So if you don't get one of these dudes, then you are scrambling all year at tight end. And so in a strategy where I'm going to wait on quarterback, I think that's a solid strategy to try to lock up the tight end position.
All right. So you got two injuries there with Barkley and Kittle, but two guys who probably wouldn't have fallen to where you got them if it wasn't for injuries. So those both could be steals right there. MJ, you went Rodgers in the first with your second team. Where are we going now?
Since I had Davante Adams stolen from me, it's okay. I understand. But for real, that stack, Rodgers and Adams, won me multiple leagues last year. So I was for sure going to that. But for all of the reasons that Jernigan just said, I'm going to go Travis Kelce. It's really hard to pass that up since I'm pretty sure he led the league in receiving yards, let alone tight ends. So it's hard to pass that up.
Okay, so look at that. We got the tight end premium. We got a tight end run between those two guys. Monsters. Kelce, monster. Like you were talking, going from Adams to Kelce isn't too bad because Kelce put up ginormous numbers. He put up wide receiver numbers at the tight end position. So that's a huge boost to have at the tight end position. So now I'm back up with my second team. I took Kyler Murray in the first round. I'm going to go Justin Herbert here in the second. I got two young quarterbacks. I locked them up for the long term. I'm expecting a little bit of a step back this year from Justin Herbert because usually that's what happens from quarterbacks in their rookie season to their second season. But I'm glad, you know, I know what his ceiling is. And between him and Kyler, I'm pretty happy. Like Justin after Thai food, let the run begin. That's good, man. that's good on the tight ends. But I stopped it. I put a stop to that tight end run. So give me Justin Herbert, okay? And then now, who do we have on the clock next? We got Kyle. Your first team is on the clock in the first round. Where did you go? In the first round, you went Josh Allen. Where are you going now?
You took my guy, Coach, I'll tell you that. I'm going to take the last tight end of the baller tight ends, I guess. I'm going to go Darren Waller. With the tight end premium, I feel like, you know, that Kelce and Kittle went, I feel like he's got to go next. Gives you that positional advantage, and he's just going to keep balling out there in Vegas.
Waller, he's another guy, incredible. So we got three incredible tight ends. All of them went in the second round. It is tight end premium, so that might boost it a little bit, but that's where they fell. Now, Nate, you were on the clock. Nate, your screen name on Sleeper is The Mailman. Can you give me the backstory to that before we hear your pick?
Well, no. I mean, maybe at some point, but long story short, I kind of talked about something, like a joke with some friends, and I called it The Mailman, and then my buddy's like, so he just started calling me The Mailman. Also a big Karl Malone fan in the Utah Jazz, you know, from way back in the day.
Okay.
But that's, you know, it's a long story. I'll tell it to you one day, though.
One day. We'll have to have a separate podcast just for that story. Okay.
Probably like a behind-the-scenes conversation for the podcast.
All right, cool, because he said it was a strong no. That was a strong no. I respect.
Yeah, I'd love to, but I just – that's not probably good fantasy football content.
Fair enough. All right, so you know what is good content? Who are you stacking Deshaun Watson with? That's what I want to hear. That's some juicy content. You want Deshaun Watson in the first. Where are we going now?
Well, I don't need the tight end premium when I got two studs, so give me Sunshine Trevor Lawrence. I'm taking him. Going for it.
Woo! Trevor Lawrence is off the clock, son of Zeus. As I dubbed him, he's gone there. 8th pick of the second round. So now I'm up. You took Trevor Lawrence. You talked about what if Dak Prescott isn't a Cowboy. Well, here's a guy, Russell Wilson, who may be available if Dak Prescott isn't a Cowboy. So give me Russell Wilson. I went quarterback with all four of my picks. All of my teams are set. I think all the top quarterbacks are gone now. And that was the last one, at least in my ranking. So I'm stacking Dak Prescott with Russell Wilson, and I'm feeling pretty good here. MJ Hurley, you were on the clock. You went Dalvin Cook third. Where are you going now?
This is hard. I don't love the quarterbacks that are sitting there, like you said. I'm not in love with any of the running backs, so I think I'm going to go wide receiver. I think it would be unwise of me not to take Tyreek Hill here.
It's my wide receiver one right now. I know Adams is stud, but Tyreek Hill, that both of them. I don't think it's 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
So Tyreek Hill, excellent pick. You stacked him. You got Cook. You got Hill. All right, now we go back to Steve. You want Christian McCaffrey in the first round, but the second pick, where are we going?
Yep, I'm going right back to the well with running back Zeke Elliott. I think he had a down year last year with all the issues happening in Dallas with that offensive line, with the coaching staff, with all the movement going around, with Dak Prescott going down, having to work around the great red there, drawing a blank. Andy Dalton coming down. I think Zeke has a good bounce back season. Hopefully they can grab. I think you mentioned grabbing the kid out of Northwestern, Slater. Yep. So anyone at that point would be a big boost at an offensive line. Kind of get back to what the Cowboys do and running the ball and getting him involved in the passing game. You know, especially in PPR to lock down McCaffrey and Zeke in the first two rounds on a team. I'll take that as a good start.
I like it. I expect a bounce back from Zeke. Zeke's one of the only guys on the Cowboys who's actually like, all right, I can't speak on all of them, but of the stars, he's actually a football player. Like, yeah. Everywhere he's went, like Ohio State, like I imagine he's got a chip on his shoulder after last season, and I imagine he comes back this year ready to roll. All right, so Jernigan, you had Mahomes in the first round. You're back up for two picks. Go ahead.
All right, well, with Mahomes on my roster, I feel good about being able to snag a quarterback later with this team. So I'm going to go running back. And in a dynasty format, having young running backs on your team is really important. I love J.K. Dobbins with Mark Ingram stepping away from the picture there on a run first team. I think his volume should go up substantially next year. And call me a homer if you will, but DeAndre Swift. I mean, you've got a coach talking about how he thinks he can handle 20 to 25 carries a game. I love hearing that out of him. I think
lots of kneecaps.
Yeah, yeah, lots of kneecaps. That's right. I think for anybody who was unfortunate enough to watch Lions games last year, you saw that Swift just looked like the best running back on the team. I don't know why he didn't get that kind of volume last year. But I think this year going forward with a new coaching staff and a quarterback trying to find his footing, I think his volume is due to go up too. So Dobbins and Swift, and I'm happy with my running backs.
All right. So you attach Mahomes to two very young ascending running backs. I like it. All right. The next pick, Steve, you are up. You got McCaffrey. You got Zeke. So between between your first six picks, we already got four running backs off the board between you guys. So where are we going?
We're going to make it another one. So this, if you guys, anyone follows me or watches me, this is kind of how I like to attack startups. And I'm going to go right to Josh Jacobs. You know, for a guy who's he's young, he's very talented, over 1,000 yards each year in his career, and he's not playing, he's not getting the Christian McCaffrey snaps. I mean, John Gruden is known to just beat up and beat down his running backs, and I think keep my fingers crossed. I'm a Raiders fan here, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he's finally figured it out. He's spelling him in good situations. You know, it's not a scheduled every third, you know, third drive or what's going on, but he seems to be spelling Jacobs with just enough that he is attacking the ball on the run game. They're giving him when he needs. They're giving him some rest on certain drives, and I love what they do with him in the red zone. You know, inside the 20, I think he had, don't quote me on this, it was around like 61, 62 carries, 166 yards. Bunch of touchdown, double digit touchdown. So when they're in the red zone, they're giving it to him. He's their go-to guy, which I absolutely love. So give me three running backs to start. hopefully that forces some hands the rest of the way, and then I'll just ride, you know, James Winston to the title.
Man, we didn't get to see the Clydesdales during the Super Bowl commercial this year, but you have put them together, and they are now in the front of your first team. So we didn't get the Clydesdales, but we get them now. That's your team name.
I like it.
Strong backs. All right, now we have MJ Hurley. Your first team is on the clock. You went Dalvin Cook, Tyreek Hill. Where are we
hey,
going?
I apologize. I missed that last pick. Who was it?
Joshua Jacobs.
Okay, sorry. Technical difficulty.
Yeah.
So with my third pick, I feel like I'm a homer doing this, but there's a decent chance he's not even going to be on my team anymore, and I don't really care where he is. Aaron Jones is probably the best combo back that is on the board right now. Receiving, rushing, I don't really care where he is. I think that's very good value here. I really want to take wide receiver, but I'm going a little bit more traditional fantasy football with my my first team, so I'm going to go Aaron Jones.
That's where I was going to go. I was thinking Aaron Jones. I just don't know where he's going to end up because I don't think it's in Green Bay, but he's so talented. He's another guy. I imagine where he goes, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder to prove that he is an RB1 anywhere he goes. So that's an excellent pick. Now I am up, and my first team, I got Dak, I got Russ, and I'm going to go Justin Jefferson. I'm going to get my first wide receiver, rookie of the year, but could have been rookie of the year. I got Herbert, I got the rookie of the year on the other team. So let me add Justin Jefferson to this squad. And I feel pretty good about that one. Now we move on to the next pick. And Nate, your first team is back on the clock. You got Watson and Lawrence. Where are you going?
I, like you, I'm going to go wide receiver. I think either dynasty-wise, probably I don't have a lot of rankings and just work, but probably like 4 or 5-ish for me, somewhere in that area. So I'm kind of liking where I'm sitting now. And take A.J. Brown. He's just a monster, I think. And I don't think there's anywhere but up for him to go. So, you know, like I said, super young, super talented. Can't get enough of them.
Yeah, the NFL loaded with young wide receivers right now. Loaded. And this class coming out is pretty strong, too. So you're going to be able to get, like, a lot of talent anywhere in rookie draft. So I like that. All right. Mock is Kyle. Your first team is back up.
I'm going to pair Josh Allen with another young quarterback. I'm going to go Joe Burrow. I know he had the injury, but I liked what I saw. I think he's going to be really good for a long time. He's got T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, so he's got some weapons to throw to. And so if he comes back healthy and continues progressing like he was, and him and Josh Allen would be a good duo for a while.
Excellent, excellent. Now, so right now, I'm back up. My team now, my second team is Murray and Herbert, and I'm in a tough spot right now because, man, there's so many wide receivers. Do I take a running back higher than I think he should go because I know I can get a wide receiver on the back, you know? Or do I say forget running back and go wide receiver now and then wide receiver again when I come back? It's very tough right now, but I think I'm going to go running back. And it might be a little bit of a reach. Shoot. I'm between two guys here. And I think I'm going to go Cam Akers. He really came on strong at the end of last year. And, like, he separated himself from the other backs in that offense. I worry a little bit about having Stafford there. I think they're going to throw the ball 40 times a game. That might affect him a bit. But, you know, you win the Super Bowl, you win big games by running the ball, playing good defense. We saw that with the Buccaneers. They did have Brady at the helm, but we saw Leonard Fournette get better as the season went on. So I'm hoping that we'll see, you know, not as much Stafford, a little more Akers in L.A. So I'll go there. And now the next pick we have, MJ Hurley, your second team is on the board. With your pick so far, you've won Rodgers and Kelsey.
So I'm just going to go out there and get my guy. When I'm looking on Sleeper right now, he's ranked a little bit below some of the other wide receivers, but the man put up, I believe, like 1,500 yards this year. I'm going to go Stephon Diggs. He is the clear wide receiver one with Josh Allen, who's going to throw the football a lot of times every single season. So I'm confident he's going to put up numbers.
Excellent, excellent. He's another riser. But he's, considering he's rising, he could be going a lot higher than he's going. It's almost like he's a forgotten guy up there in Buffalo. So I like that pick. Next on the clock, Jernigan, you are back up. You went Barkley and Kittle.
Okay, so I'm trying to decide if I want to grab another running back here. But like John kind of alluded to, I feel like I might be reaching a little bit. You know, I think I'm going to take a wide receiver. I think I'm going to go DeAndre Hopkins. Getting him late in the third round, I think, is an amazing value. And I can't let him sit there any longer.
Love it, man. How he's fallen too, right? Like, yep. The fact that he's going in the third round, he's still doing the things he's doing is incredible. Mm-hmm. Arizona is where wide receivers – like, look at Larry Fitzgerald. The dude's playing into his late 30s. You know, we could probably expect that from Hopkins. There must be something in the air out there. So that's an excellent pick. Steve, your second team is on the clock. You went Lamar and Henry. Team ceiling, where are you going?
Team ceiling was going right after DeAndre Hopkins there. I don't think I've ever – in a million leagues I'm in, I don't know if I've actually physically been sniped, and it happens in a mock draft. So, yeah, team ceiling was going DeAndre Hopkins there. It's crazy to me that he fell to, what is it, that end of the third round there. Been a top five receiver for the last 5 years. So I'm going to go similar. I'm hoping he doesn't get the AB syndrome and his injury is fine. But let's go Michael Thomas. I'm still a big believer. I wasn't joking about Jameis Winston. But Drew Brees is still there. As long as Drew Brees is still there, there's always going to be potential. So I'll go Michael Thomas there, add to my ceiling team, and give me a perennial top 10 receiver. You know, obviously past this, what just happened this past season. So I'll hit three different positions on that team, and we'll see how it shakes out with my go big or go home team.
Man, between Thomas and Hopkins, both of those guys, man, those were guys that were going like, between 8 and 10, you know, regularly in dynasty startups. So seeing them there, that's great value. All right, now, Kyle, your second team is on the clock. You went Kamara and Adams. Where are we going? Tanya?
Right. I'm going to keep the wide receiver run going here, and I'm going to go DK Metcalf.
I thought he was going to team ceiling, to be honest.
But. I did too. I'm going to go Metcalf. He had an awesome year. He had 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns. Just hope Russell Wilson stays in Seattle and keeps chucking it to him.
Cut out a little bit. Excellent, excellent. All right, so now, Nate, your second team is on the clock. You went Nick Chubb. You went Jonathan Taylor. We got running back, running back. Where are we going?
Well, let me see here. Yeah, you know what? Heck with it. Give me Anthony Gibson. I really like Joe Mixon, but I just don't know whatever's going to happen there, and it's hard to not take him. So we'll just go with another young running back out of the Washington football team, and just keep loading him up, I guess. I don't know. I'll find a quarterback one day. I'm not really worried about it right now.
All right, well, you're on the clock again, man. You got back-to-back picks, so it's possible it's now, or it's possible it's later. But so you got three running backs. To start the draft, we got a team of three running backs. To end the draft, we got a team of three running backs. Where are we going?
We're going to go my phone just screwed up. Sorry about that. I'll go with the wide receiver now. I think he stays in Tampa with Mr. Rod Godwin. I think that's where I'm going to go. I said, he's, you know, I know there's a lot of targets there, but I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's too good for them to let slip away. So I'll take him as my wide receiver one on a team with three good running backs. So.
All right, the stable, and the wide receiver. I like it. So Chris Godwin is off the board. Kyle, you are back up. You got Kamara, you got Adams, you got Metcalf. Where are we going?
I am going to go – I'm going to take Calvin Ridley. I'm just going to go wide receiver again. Dude, I'm a big fan of. He's really starting to shine there in Atlanta. He had a big year this year. Over 1,300 yards, caught 90 passes. Big fan of Calvin Ridley, and I'm just going to load up here and go team wide receiver, I guess.
I like it. I love how all these teams are built so differently now. Who's going to be throwing the ball to Calvin Ridley? Is it going to be Matt Ryan? Is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Or is it going to be Zach Wilson? Who's it going to be?
Trey Lance.
I like it. I can dig that. All right. Now we got Steve, you're back on the clock. You got Jackson, Henry, Michael Thomas, Team Ceiling. Where are we going?
Yep, I'm going to make this quick so we can get a few more picks and rounds in here. So I'm just going to go, let's pair Lamar Jackson with Mark Andrews, young tight end out of Oklahoma. When Baltimore goes, they go together. So let's get that stack and keep that ceiling rolling.
Excellent, excellent. I like that pace because we got about 25 minutes left. So I like that little speed up here. All right, so who is next on the clock? Got to go look at the doc. We got Jernigan. I believe you're up. Yes, you are. Let's see what you got here.
I am up, and this is my non-quarterback so far team. And I see a guy sitting here that I don't think I can let drop any further. I'm going to go Ryan Tannehill here. This guy has been he's been a fantasy producer. He was the 7th and 8th quarterbacks the past 2 years, respectively, since his time in Tennessee. To get that value in a super flex league in the 4th round, I got to take it.
That's the value pick. I'm putting a gold star on that pick for
thanks,
that one.
Buddy.
I do like Ryan Tannehill. That's solid there. All right, Hurley, your second team is on the clock. Where are we going?
I'm going to go James Robinson. I think he's going to benefit from having an incredible quarterback and not being the focus of the offense. He's still going to get a lot of carries. He's still going to get all of his touches. So I like the value there.
Excellent, excellent. So James Robinson's off the board. I'm on the clock, and I'm going Scary Terry. Terry McLaurin, he's a dude. He's going to have a new quarterback this year. Scary Terry jumps into top five wide receiver conversation after this coming season. Book it. Add it to my team with Murray, Herbert, and Akers. I like it there. All right, and then next on the clock, Kyle, your first team. Go ahead.
Who we got? Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I am going to go – I'm going to take Austin Eckler. We're going to get a running back. Eckler's a playmaker, catches passes, PPR dude. So I'm going to get my first running back for that team.
I like it. Austin Eckler is off the board. That's another value pick. This is 4th round. That's where the value is at, everybody. You got Eckler?
Hey, guys. Hold up. So it's not letting me input some players here. I got Ryan Tannehill. I can't find him on the list anywhere. For some reason.
The board seems like it for
us. In the sleeper.
On sleeper? He's
okay, here we go. It updated. So who was after Ryan Tannehill? It updated. We're good. Who's after Tannehill?
I took James Robinson.
Roll birds.
Yeah. And then after Robinson, I want Scary Terry. All right. And then after that, it was Eckler. And then I think that brings us to the mailman himself. His first team went Watson, Lawrence, A.J. Brown. Where are you going, mailman?
I'm going with the Derrick Henry Jr. Give me Najee Harris. Let's see how he does. I don't care where he goes. He's going to be a beast.
Najee Harris Jr. Taking him off the board. All right, so that brings me. I'm up. Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Justin Jefferson. Give me CeeDee Lamb. Give me the juice. I got Justin Jefferson. I got CeeDee Lamb. Two explosive young wide receivers. I'm very happy there. I'll take that. I'll add that to my explosive playmaker list. MJ Hurley, your first team is on the clock. You got Dalvin, you got Hill, you got Jones. Where are we going?
I'm going to take Justin Fields. Even if he's on the Jets, I think he's going to still put up good quarterback numbers. And given this being a dynasty league, he's going to be there for a very long time, or at least be in the league for a long time, even if he's not on the Jets. And I need a quarterback, so I'll go with Justin Fields.
How great is it being like the season's over and now we can actually be in drafts where Lawrence, Fields, Harris, like the rookies are it's real now. It's not just discussion. Like these guys are going to be on teams and they're going to be produced, and that's exciting stuff. All right, Steve, your first team's back on the clock. McCaffrey, Zeke, Jacobs, who's next?
All right, so I would have liked to take one of the young quarterbacks. I think they went a little quick in my liking, and now I'm stuck between a bunch of injured players and running backs that I don't need right now. I'm not a fan of Mike Evans in a situation right now. I will actually move along to – let's go ahead and grab – give me give me Keenan Allen. With the team I have now, with the running backs and the PPR, let's stick to that trend. I'll go Keenan Allen for the Chargers and add him to a team of vets, if you want to say.
Team of vets. You got the ceiling. You got the team of vets. I like it very much. So, MJ, your first team is on the clock. You got Mahomes. You got Dobbins. You got Swift. Are you calling up your boy Stafford? Or are you telling him you're ready to roll or what?
You know, we're getting close. I just don't think I'm quite ready. I still think I can get some value a little later at the quarterback position. I'm going to grab a third running back here. I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire in this spot. Go ahead and grab another running back for this team and
like
be happy
too. I like
with that stable.
I like Edwards-Helaire added to Dobbins and Swift. You got to imagine two of those guys are going to be monsters, at least. So you're really hedging your bets there. You're back on the clock. Where are we going?
So with my next pick, I'm going to take a rookie. I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase here. I really like how this guy profiles. I could also see me taking like CeeDee Lamb here, but I think these guys actually look quite a bit alike. And I really like Ja'Marr Chase on tape, man. I think he's going to pop wherever he goes.
So Ja'Marr Chase is off the board. All right. And now back on the clock, Steve, your first team. Go ahead.
Yep. I guess we have two flex spots for a reason. So go ahead and give me Miles Sanders. I like his situation. I'll grab my fourth running back in Miles Sanders, and let's see what he can do with either Carson Wentz and or Jalen Hurts going forward. And it is 9 o'clock, so I'm officially allowed to open this Prosecco.
It's only 8 o'clock here. I got to wait, so, you know.
All right, so there goes Miles. Running back's off the board now. MJ Hurley, your first team.
I'm going to go with another rookie.
I might have missed that joke. You guys.
Okay. I'm going to go with another rookie. I'm going to go Kyle Pitts. He looks like a
tank. Go ahead, MJ.
He is going – Kyle Pitts is going to be incredible. I'm going to go with another rookie. I think wherever he lands, he's probably going to end up being their tight end one. He's most likely going to go top 10, top 15 in the draft. So I'm going to stack my rookies here and go with him.
Kyle Pitts is off the board. I am on the clock here, and my team so far is Dak, Russ, Jefferson, Lamb. I think I'm going to go Mixon. All right, I need a run. He definitely, you know, didn't do all that well last year. He was banged up, but I like the ceiling, the chance for the ceiling here with Joe Mixon. So for my first running back taken, I'll take that, and then I'll later on, you know, I'll try to pair him with some young running backs with upside. So give me Joe Mixon, and then Nate, you're back on the clock.
I think it makes me nervous taking him, but I guess he's a free agent too, so it really doesn't matter. I think Pete said they're going to try to just keep running the ball. So Chris Carson, we'll see. Like I said, he's, you know, gets a ton of carries, so I think I'll see how it goes. So
relatively Chris Carson, too. I like it. He is. And they know what they got with him there in Seattle. So as long as they don't draft somebody, they might bring him back. I like that. All right, so next on the clock is Kyle. Your first team is up.
I'm going to go Allen Robinson here. He's been producing since he's been in the league, and I'm curious to see where he ends up. But big fan of his talent, so I'm going to go Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson is off the board. And now I'm back up. I got Murray, Herbert, Akers, Scary Terry. Dang, where do I go now? You know what? I think I'm going to go – man, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. Man, I'm going to go Hockenson. I think I'm going to get a tight end here. A little bit out of my comfort zone, but it is tight end premium, and I think he's the guy who's probably going to take a big step in this year and hopefully get into the conversation with the other guys. So we got Andrews off the board. We got Pitts off the board. I'm going Hockenson. And then next after me, MJ Hurley, your second team. Go ahead.
I was thinking about taking Julio, but I'll let him go to team ceiling. I think I'm going to go – this is rough. I think I'm going to go Mike Evans. I was also considering Adam Thielen, but I think Jefferson is just going to take too many touches, honestly, more than Diggs did. back when they were the combo. Evans is Brady's clear number one target when healthy, especially in the red zone, so I'm going to take him there.
All right, so there goes Mike Evans. Jernigan, your second team is up.
I'm going to take DJ Chark here, excuse me. With Trevor Lawrence coming in, this Chark has already looked good. If he's got a quality quarterback throwing him the ball, I think he could really pop and take the next step.
All right, DJ Chark is off the board. Steve, your second team is up.
All right, I am going to ride a fan favorite here, and I think Matt Stafford can give him a little push. Let's go Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp here kind of puts me away from my ceiling, but some back and forth games from him. If he's healthy and on the board, I think Matt Stafford's going to get him the ball more often than not.
And he's got 12 reception a game potential. He does that. That's the ceiling's there. Volume guy. He fits. All right, Kyle, your second team is on the clock. You went wide receiver heavy the last three picks. Where are we going?
I'm going to get my first quarterback, and I'm going to go Matt Stafford.
There he is.
Darn it.
McVay got his guy, and you know, it's he's got weapons to throw to. I think Stafford's gonna go ball out in LA. So. Gonna take my first quarterback.
I like that pick. I like it a lot. I think we're gonna see a resurgence from Stafford. So Nate's gonna be up. He's gonna pick two picks, and we're gonna finish the sixth round, and we're gonna call it. All right, and then I'll let y'all head out. So we got about 15 minutes left, and I think that gives us enough time for one more round. So Nate, you were on the clock. You got back-to-back picks. You want Chubb, Taylor, Gibson, Godwin. Where are we going now?
I'm gonna take first quarterback to play some good complimentary football this year. I think. You know, they're good floor. So Baker Mayfield as quarterback. And you know what? Give me – I'll just go ahead and take Julio Jones. You know, might as well. Give me an old guy on the team.
All right. So Mayfield is gone. Julio is gone. And I believe that puts Kyle back on the clock.
I'm gonna go. I gotta take a rookie in this draft, so I'm gonna take Travis Etienne. It'll give me some excitement on draft night, so I can see where it goes. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll go Etienne.
I like it. So there goes Etienne. He's off the board so far. We got two rookie running backs gone. Next on the clock, we got Jernigan. Where are we going?
I'm going to jump in there first and grab Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, man, I keep mixing it up. It's Steve. I'm sorry. So Steve went Jalen Hurts, and then Jernigan's up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jernigan.
All right, well, we're getting a little thin at quarterback here. And for the team that needs a second quarterback, this may be a bit of a flyer here, but I'm going to take Trey Lance. I think this kid does a lot of the things Justin Fields does, and it's not a great comparison because he played, you know, weaker competition, but I think this dude could be in that same vein, and I'll take that upside here.
All right, so Trey Lance is off the board, high ceiling, all right, and then MJ Hurley, your second team is on the clock. Go ahead.
This may not be the best dynasty pick, but I'm going to go win now here and stack Tom Brady with Mike Evans.
How about that? It's all about winning now. There goes Tom Brady. All right, I'm back on the clock. Kyler, Herbert, Akers, McLaurin, Hockenson. I think I want to go wide receiver again here. There's a bunch of good ones on the board.
Hey, guys, Mike Evans has already been taken.
He said he's stacking him with Mike. He's going Tom Brady. He's stacking him.
Gotcha. My bad.
All good. I think I'm going to go Jalen Waddle. All right, so I'm going to take another rookie here. So give me Jalen Waddle. I'm going to pair him with Hockenson, McLaurin, in that offense. So I'm going real young with this squad. The next team on the board, Kyle, you're back up with your first team.
I'm going to stack T. Higgins with Joe Burrow and go wide receiver here.
All right, so Higgins is gone. We got a little bit of a – We got a quarterback run, but we might now have a wide receiver run starting. Nate, you're back up with your first team. Go ahead.
I am going to continue the wide receiver run and take Deshaun Watson's new wide receiver one when he's a Denver Bronco and Cortland Sutton. I hope.
I missed that. What was the pick?
I said that I'm going to take Deshaun as wide receiver one when he gets to Denver.
I would love Sutton. I'd love Watson in Denver. That would be excellent. Man, I might go quarterback here just because I like the value of this guy. But, man, this is a tough one. Give me Zach Wilson. I got Prescott. I got Russell Wilson. Give me a high upside play. This is a little bit of a swing for the fences. It might not be too practical, but I'm going to slot him in here. And then you know what? If he blows up, you got some trade bait. All right, so give me Zach Wilson, quarterback. Now we go back to MJ Hurley. Go ahead.
You took my pick. I was going to do the same thing, so I had two of the top quarterbacks just to mess around with. But I'm going to fill out my wide receiver, I think. Assuming Dak stays there, I'm going to go Amari Cooper.
Value. That's another value pick right there. I like it. All right, after MJ, we got Steve for your last pick of this draft, my friend.
Yeah, obviously there's more rounds to go if we're doing this fully, but I'm going to go ahead and snag a first-rounder last year in Tua Tagovailoa, get him in there with that running back group, and hopefully, you know, being that's a dynasty, he gets his shot wherever it may be. He stays on the field, and that'll be the first start of where I would have went with quarterback position.
Excellent, excellent. All right, MJ, you're up for the final pick of this draft. We went six rounds. You got Mahomes, Dobbins, Swift, Edwards-Helaire, Jamar Chase. Where are we going now?
Well, obviously, I'm on the turn here, so I'm going to grab a quarterback with one of these picks, but I'm going to take Dallas Goedert here because in a tight end premium, I think this guy's due to take an even bigger step next year, and you can do a lot worse this late in the draft at tight end.
I like Dallas Goedert. He's a ceiling guy. I assume they move on from Ertz. I assume he ends up somewhere else. And that guy, he's got a star potential. He's a pass-catching tight end for sure. All right, so that does it for our six-round mock draft. I'm going to try to take notes on these and throw it on a doc somewhere and then post it in article form. I'm just showing the draft. So if anybody wants to go back and check it out. I appreciate having all of you guys on. You know, this was a blast. It was a lot of fun. Like, as soon as the season ended, I was like, what's the best thing to do? Startup mock. All right. One season rolls right into the other. So one at a time, I'm going to let you all check out. I'm going to say our goodbyes before I cut this thing off. So I'm going to go in reverse to when I brought you guys in. So, MJ Hurley, you first, man. I appreciate you coming on. Everybody, you could catch him. His Twitter account is at MJ Hurley. 40. Yeah, it's my internet keeps cutting out. It's telling me it's time for me to go. Sorry. He's a host of Third Down Thursday, a writer for Primetime Sports Talk. MJ, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you for having me, boys. It was a very good time. I'm going to go play some freezing cold flag football.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
Score a tutty. What position you play?
Oh, I'm quarterback, boys.
Darts? You throw darts out there or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 50-yard post every time.
Teddy two gloves out there. It's too cold for bare hands.
Oh, I will.
Hell yeah. Excellent. All right, man. Appreciate you coming on. Steve, it was good having you on for the first time ever. Hopefully we do this again. Again, he's the host of the Sideline Squib podcast. He's got the DFS podcast at DFS_docket, and he's the owner of Sideline Squib. Thanks for coming on, my guy.
Yeah, awesome, Tom. I love doing this kind of stuff, getting to meet other people and new people. I think I've done podcasts with a few of you. Justin, I know you've been on our show before as well. It's always good. And our staff just got done writing, you know, our 2021 mock draft, you know, kind of fun, randomized team, stuff like that. Full GM, offensive tackles, all the fun, juicy stuff.
Hell so, yeah.
If anyone's bored, check that out on sidelinesquib.com as well. And make sure to check out everyone else in this room, too. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man. Kyle, second time in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We got that mac and cheese enthusiasm to start off the day. I love it. It's at KBellF54. He's the contributor for IDP Guys. We appreciate you, man.
No, thanks for having me on, man. Once again, it was a great time. Appreciate you calling me back. The draft was a blast. After I get off here, I'm going to go make some mac and cheese real quick and start my day, I guess.
Mac and cheese, bacon, and eggs.
Right? Yeah. All right, man. You guys take care.
Take care, man. And then Jernigan. Then there was one. We appreciate you coming on. It's at Mike Jernigan 79. He's the fantasy free agent. Again, it's my former co-host. We go way back. He's a big-time dynasty fantasy football enthusiast. Jernigan, we appreciate you coming on.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. And, you know, it was probably a mistake if you're going to have some of these guys into the Frankenstank League, because now they know how I draft, and that could be problematic. But
I'm sure you thought that out. Come on.
You know, I would never take Patrick Mahomes first
overall. You're throwing curveballs out there. You're trying, you know what you're doing. You're playing chess. That's when we're playing checkers.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
Catch you later, man.
See you, Mike.
All right, gentlemen. There it is. Our first episode of our second off season was a banger, and I think it went a little bit better than our first mock we did last year. So I know my internet was cutting out a little bit. I got to get to the bottom of that, but man, this was fun.
You had a good time. It was a lot
absolutely
of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate your efforts.
It was hard not to take more rookies. Like I said, that's all I've been drafting lately, so I haven't even seen anybody else's names.
I hear that. There were a few rookies I wanted to throw in there, but I was like, well, do I just want to throw them in there, or is it value? You know, so it definitely got tough. I'm doing a rookie mock right now. I just started with John Laub, the Gridiron Scholar. So I'll post that. Nate, you should go ahead and share all, if you have like any of them, if they're article form or whatever, go ahead and share them. We'll share all that stuff from our handle. Again, you can find the show on Twitter at Toilets Titles. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify. We're on Facebook. There's a Toilets to Titles page. And also I have a page called When a Family Breaks if you're into sports cards and memorabilia. Right now I got an NFL draft thing going on. I got Rondale Moore, Micah Parsons, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Kyle Pitts, and I'm getting some Rashad Bateman gear. So if anybody's interested in that. So check those all out. Subscribe to the show. Hit the like button. Hit the little bell that alerts you every time we go live. Throw us an Apple Podcast review. All of that would be greatly appreciated. And good luck this offseason. If you're joining startups, wear your show. If you're continuing your dynasty seasons going forward, wear your show. If you're doing redraft, wear your show. NFL draft, wear your show. Whatever it is when it comes to football, fantasy football, wear your guys. So stick with us, and we look forward to more content in the near future.